Hello, we are reading from the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. We are in item 91. You can find the article on kabbalahmedia.info, introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. Relevant questions on Kab.TV may be aired.
Yes, please.
I think we should start from item 90 in order to understand 91.
Then start from 90.
Item 90. And by laboring to observe Torah and Mitzvot in the form of conditional love, which comes to him from knowing the future reward in the next world, as in all that is about to be collected is deemed collected, one attains the second degree of revelation of the face. His guidance over the world from his eternity and truthfulness, meaning that he is good and does good to the good and to the bad. In that state, one attains unconditional love, and the sins become for him as merits. From then on, he is called complete righteous, since he can keep the Torah and Mitzvot with love and fear. He is called complete because he has all 613 Mitzvot in completeness.
Tzadik Aleph.
Yes. Item 91. This answers what we asked above concerning one who attains the third measure of providence, namely, providence of reward and punishment, when he who knows the mysteries already testifies that he will not return to folly, and yet he is still considered incomplete righteous. Now we thoroughly understand that he still lacks one mitzvah, the mitzvah of love. Of course, he is incomplete, since he must necessarily complete the 613 mitzvot, which is necessarily the first step on the threshold of wholeness.
I don't know what there is to add here. Usually we read it in order to get to know that state. Nevertheless, these states are very distant from us. Next.
92. With all that was said above, we understand what they asked. How did the Torah obligate us to the mitzvah of love when this mitzvah is not even in our hands to engage in or even somewhat touch? Now you see and understand that it is about this that our sages warned us. I labored and did not find, do not believe. And also, let one always engage in Torah and Mitzvot, lo lishma, since from lo lishma one comes to lishma. Also, the verse, those that seek me shall find me, testifies to that. Again. 92. With all that was said above, we understand what they asked. How did the Torah obligate us to the mitzvah of love when this mitzvah is not even in our hands to engage in or even somewhat touch? Now you see and understand that it's about this that our sages warned us. I labored and did not find, do not believe. And also, let one always engage in Torah and Mitzvot, lo lishma, since from lo lishma one comes to lishma. Also, the verse, those that seek me shall find me, testifies to that.
No questions and... There's nothing to add here. In short, if we will engage appropriately in Torah and Mitzvot with all that is given to us, then we are assured that from Lo Lishma we will come to Lishma. One will always engage in Torah and Lo Lishma, because from Lo Lishma one comes to Lishma. And then those who seek me shall find me. Whoever seeks me will find me.
93. And these are the words of our sages. Rabbi Yitzchak said, if a person tells you I labored and did not find, do not believe. I did not labor and found, do not believe. I labored and found, believe. These matters concern words of Torah, but in negotiation. It is help from above. We asked above in item 40 about the words I labored and found, believe. The words seem self-contradictory, since labor relates to possession, and finding pertains to what comes without any labor, absent-mindedly. He should have said, I labored and bought. Yet, you should know that this term finding mentioned here relates to the verse, those who seek me shall find me. It refers to finding the face of the Creator, as it is written in the Zohar, that he is found only in the Torah, meaning that one is rewarded with finding the face of the Creator by laboring in the Torah. Hence, our sages were precise in their words and said, I labored and found, believe. For the labor is in the Torah, and the finding is in the revelation of the face of His providence. They deliberately refrained from saying, I labored and found and won, believe, or I labored and bought. This is because there would be room for error in the matters, since winning or possessing relate only to possession of the Torah. Hence, they made the precision of the word found, indicating that it refers to something other than the acquisition of the Torah, namely the revelation of the face of His providence.
Meaning that by us engaging in the Torah, Torah is called that we are drawing the reforming light, and it has an influence on us more and more and more. By such exertion as we do more actions that draw upon ourselves the light, bring us the light, through this we bring it out. What does it mean that we bring it out? It's not that we're coming to some just some knowledge, but to the feeling of the Creator, the reality of the Creator, the clothing of the Creator in us. As by this, we truly clothe, dress in the Creator. I don't know what other words you could use here for this. It's not that I have come and I bought, or I come or and profited it. He says, I came and I found, meaning I have found such forms, qualities that I clothe in the upper force, in the Creator.
Yes.
He emphasizes here that there is labor in the Torah, and there is finding of the revelation of the face of the Creator.
Yes, because you can't give the exertion for the revelation of the faith. You give an exertion for something and merit something else.
So there is labor in the Torah,
Torah.
Yes, I've created the evil inclination. I've created the Torah as a spice. The Torah is a spice by which you come to the fact that you find the Creator.
And he emphasizes here at the end of the item we read that there is something additional to the acquisition of the Torah, namely the revelation of the face of his providence.
Yes.
So it's like there are two things received here. One, the matter of Torah, and the revelation of the face.
The acquisition of the Torah is the Kli, and then the revelation of the Creator, and there is...
So three stages here, labor in the Torah, buying the Torah, and revelation of the face?
Yes.
Can you say what the work is then?
The work in Torah is the engagement, our work, where we have to create a Kli that the Creator can be revealed in, and we can use that Kli for that.
The Kli being what?
The coarseness, the Masach, or Chozer, that we build upon our own Aviyut in such a way that we reveal the Creator. In great Aviyut, this is already talking about Gimel and Dalet. In receiving in order to bestow. Next.
There are many questions, Rav.
Hebrew 10.
Please. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. Hopefully you can hear me well. About the effort, the labor, is it something that keeps changing, or it's the specific effort that always we need to make?
The exertion, I don't know if it's permanent or not permanent. Anything that you can do, that you have the might to do so, do. What is everything that you can do? Meaning anything that you possibly could bring you to revealing the Kli, to discover the correct Kli of the revelation of the Creator. Do it. And that's called exertion or effort.
Tel Aviv 2. Tel Aviv 2.
Yeah, Rav. He writes, I labored and found belief. How does it work with coming to the finding before the faith? Isn't it supposed to be the opposite?
No, not true. We don't come to finding before the faith. Faith is the first necessary thing, the vessel of faith. But the vessel, the Kli of faith, there are degrees in faith. Faith is like Ol Chozer. It's maybe easier to understand it that way. So you have degrees in Ol Chozer, degrees in faith, depending on what desire to receive, you're building the Kli of bestowal.
Then why does it say that the finding here, it says find, believe after you found, if I understood correctly?
No, I have exerted and found. Oops. I have exerted, I have effort and found. Why found? Are you asking?
Why the finding before the faith?
Where is it written? Oh, believe, that's something else. It's not, we're talking about of a Kli of faith. That's in such a way, you need to believe that you're coming to the corrected state. They're using the word faith there. I've efforted and I have found belief. But not that you get the force of faith by that. The force of faith you get before that. Otherwise, how can you reveal the Creator without the force of faith? The Creator is revealed specifically in the light of faith. Yes, and now who do we have?
Galil West.
Rav, please tell us, what is love in our spiritual practice?
What is love?
And its spiritual practice.
Love is the perfect connection. The complete state of connection is called love.
How do we acquire it, that perfect state?
As usual, through the work, through bestowal, through the force of bestowal that we acquire, that we want to connect through. We want to feel that the force, those forces are with him. We have to do the restrictions and the masachs and the connections. All those things that we have to do are by us requesting it from him. Now the question is like this. What am I demanding it for? What do I need? Who do I need to acquire these forces of love from, these complete forces of connection? I need to know that I have no choice. I have to go to a connection with the other in order to bind this connection with the other, and then by me connecting to the other and coming to this force of connection, even the force of love, then in this force of love with the other, I discover also my connection with the Creator. The Creator is then revealed. And this is how we come to adhesion with the Creator.
Thank you, Rav.
Well, I don't know. Words, all these words are kind of just so that we can get confused with. Peter 2.
Вознаграждение, наказание — это сладкое, горькое. Вот правда, ложь.
Reward and punishment, are they bitter and sweet, or are truth and falsehood included in it, or is another degree revealed in it?
The matter of reward and punishment, it's in all degrees, all the way to Gemar Tikkun. It just depends in what way you mean reward and punishment. But it's always there, because without that, we can't find our way, where we are. How do we respond? So there must be reward and punishment, but the matter of reward and punishment, where is it? In what ways? That's the difference. Either a child or an adult or spiritual or corporeal, reward and punishment is always there. Without that, we can't find ourselves, how to respond, how to determine our state, but by different discernments. PT 19.
I have a complicated question. What is truly labor in the Torah?
Labor in the Torah is when I do everything I can in order to resemble the Creator.
Yeah, but what is it? Getting up in the morning, is that labor?
I don't know. Anything that helps me reach some closeness to the Creator.
Yeah, but how can you, what is the labor in the Torah that he means here? The most internal work, what is it?
The most internal work is that you love all of humanity without any limits.
For years, I thought I was laboring, and in the end, I find out I didn't labor at all. I got up in the morning, I thought it was labor, and then it really is, it's a relationship with the people around me.
You were laboring only for your own will to receive.
So what is real labor?
So that's what I said, that you want to reach to a state that you love the whole world.
Fine, that's the result. But how do I labor? What do I need to do?
Do what we study.
What?
Connect to a group, bestow to the group, try and determine, instead of all the rest of the world, the work with them as much as you love them, as much as you think about them. Pray to the Creator to give you such a relationship with your group.
Very difficult.
The fact that you're saying that it's difficult, that's a good thing. It means you've tried and you see that it's difficult. Now you have a choice. Should you do it or not?
I often got up and I ran away. I couldn't stay.
That's good too. So you see that you run away? Yeah?
No.
And?
So I shouldn't run away?
you need to take this beast called Tzvika to strengthen it. How do you call it? That you put a plow. Yeah, you have to connect it to a plow. And on that animal called Tzvika, you have to plow and plow and plow the field. And then you will reach a state that you can sow the seeds of love, and you can spill your tears on them instead of rain, and in this way, your seeds will grow, and from that you can feed humanity.
What do you recommend for the 10 so they can advance in labor? Is there a formula for the 10 to do real labor?
Dissemination.
Only dissemination? Or is it labor between us?
Labor between you, of course. I thought you're asking about the whole humanity.
No, in our 10, what is labor? Because I don't say that I'm doing any labor with my 10. If someone, you know, gets offended, leaves, comes back after a week, and I see I'm just stalling here.
From time to time, we see that you get some kind of recognition of evil.
But what's the best thing to do on the table of the 10, which is called really late to labor?
Try and find out what they want.
And then what? Annul myself before them?
And that's what you give them. Do that for them. That's it. We're done. Until you won't do it, I won't talk to you anymore. Moscow 5.
Tell me, please. What is the difference between the second degree of revelation, when a person is called complete righteous, and revealing the third degree?
No, that's incorrect. You see that you didn't understand that correctly. First, we reach a state of the incomplete righteous, which is bestowing in order to bestow the degree of Binah, and then in receiving in order to bestow the complete righteous, the degree of Keter. So from Malchut we raise to Bina, and from Bina we raise to Keter. That's it.
Latin 6.
Hola, Rav. La pregunta es, ¿qué pasa con la...
Hello, Rav. The question is, what happens with faith once you attain revelation?
Faith becomes a vessel for revelation. And faith and revelation come together. They don't cancel each other, because revelation happens in faith above reason. That's why faith holds that kli, emuna. You get the revelation through the light of mercy, of chassadim.
Moldova,
Volonia.
Good morning, dear Rav. I also wanted to ask you, almost answered it in the previous question. Why do we need the revelation of the Creator? Does it happen in faith, in reason, or in faith above reason?
You can't reveal the Creator only in knowing, but in faith above reason. Then you use reason and faith. Otherwise, we can't grasp Him. We don't have a vessel for that.
Kiev 1.
Yeah, to continue that question, we connect with the friends above our desires, seemingly disconnected from him, from them. What does it mean that we reveal the Creator in faith above reason?
In reflected light. Reflected light that comes to us, that we must develop it above reason. As we learn that there's Tzimtzum, Masach, revelation of the Aviut, O Chozer, reflected light, and in that light we reach a state where we reveal the Creator above. That's called the Rosh of the Paltzuf. Where are we?
94.
Okay, read it.
We are in the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 1, page 308, item 94, in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. That also settles the verse, I did not labor and found, do not believe. It seems puzzling for one who would be so gullible as to think that it is possible to be rewarded with the Torah without having to labor for it, but since the words concern the verse, they who seek me shall find me, it means that anyone, small or great, who seeks him finds him immediately. This is what the words, they who seek me, imply. One might think that this does not require such great labor, and even a lesser person, unwilling to make any effort for it, will find him. In that regard, our sages warn us not to believe such an explanation. Rather, the labor is necessary here. And I did not labor and found, do not believe.
Okay. I see it's difficult to continue to the friends. Well, still, let's one more.
95. Now you see why the Torah is called life. As it is written, see, I have set before you today life and good. And also, therefore choose life. And, for they are life unto those who find them. This extends from the verse, in the light of the king's face is life, since the Creator is the source of all of life and every good. Hence, life extends to those branches that adhere to their source. This refers to those who have labored and found the light of his face in the Torah, who have been imparted opening their eyes in the Torah in wondrous attainment until they were imparted the revelation of the face, meaning the attainment of the pure, of the true providence which befits his name, the good, and the conduct of the good is to do good.
Meaning the Torah is revealed only on those exalted degrees that we're studying about, that exist. This light is revealed as the face of the Creator, meaning that in that light we find everything that exists in the upper guidance. And then it's called that we attain the Torah, and the Torah and the Creator becomes as one. And it's revealed to us as a force of good. Because the good does good. So we have like an additional revelation of the Creator as the good that does good. Peter 2.
Hello, everyone. Rav, you did not labor and found is obviously an illusion, but you labored and found. There are illuminations along the way, but you're careful. You look at them, you take them kind of with a grain of salt. So what does it mean to labor and find? How can you be certain that you found and you didn't make a mistake?
That happens because we need to exert, but still after all of our exertion, we exert on air vessels. And what comes out is comes the revelation of the Creator in the vessels. That's why I've exerted, I've labored, and I found, meaning that I labor on my corrections, on my desire, on my intentions, on my connections with the friends and so on. And suddenly in that, I find the Creator. And then for me, it's a surprise. That's why it said, I've exerted and found belief. How do I believe? Why to believe? Because that's how you truly reach revelation of the Creator.
New York 4.
New York 4.
What's the difference between what Bala Sulam wrote for us and what Rabash wrote for us?
This was written by Bala Sulam. This preface is very, like, academic. It's very serious. It's written in a way. It's very clear. It's not for the general public. And we see he wants to depict the whole path. That's it. Whether you understand it or not, read it. Somehow, in some way, even in your brain that you don't understand exactly what's written, but you'll know. Like you say, in this building, there's 1,000 floors. Even though you can't even go to the second floor. But you know, there's 1,000 floors. Just like that. It's like general knowledge. That's what he's giving us here. Rabash is very close to us. It's a different level. It's less than his father. It's not that he was smaller. It doesn't matter to us. But he wanted to give everything he could to those who are already 50 years after Bala Sulam. When Bala Sulam wrote this, it was 1920, let's say, and onward. This is Bala Sulam. And Rabash wrote his articles in 1980. 85. That's why it's, how do I say it? It's a different degree. Humanity is advanced. New people came. Right, I brought 40 friends to Rabash from Tel Aviv. Secular, you know. And then he had to write for them, something close to them. That's why he started writing. When I asked him, what should I tell them? How should I teach? What should I do? He started writing these articles in such a way. That's it. That's why it's a problem. It's a problem that we think that Rabash is less than Bala Sulam. I don't know. But actually, for us, it's not important. It's a divine degree. This and that. But in the style of writing, Bala Sulam is more exalted, more academic, more a scientist in everything. And Rabash, no, a lot more simple, closer to the masses, because the time has changed. While Bala Sulam writes that we are in the time of the Messiah, so Rabash already was supposedly in the beginning of this time. That's why he wrote for people that had to enter the period of the Mashiach. And we are 30, 40 years after that, and we're trying to implement Rabash. Even though we read Bala Sulam, we see how exalted this is. But we'll get there. Each one gets there. Each one has a place in Gemara Tikkun.
Bal Tefri.
Спасибо, Раф. Прежде всего, хочется сказать, что трудно.
Thank you, Raf. First of all, I want to say that for some reason the article is difficult, it's abstruse. I want to ask, how do we measure the labor?
According to the Masach, the Aviyut and the Masach, it determines as much as we can overcome our desire.
Turkey free.
Turkey three.
Turkey free.
Turkey three.
Değerli hocam, sorum şu, ben çabaladığımı nasıl anlayacağım? Teşekkürler.
How do I understand that I made effort?
איך אני יכול לדעת שאני עושה הגיעה?
Zubaya.
That's a problem. Usually, according to the next state, if I exert it and I discover an extra difficulty, so it's called that my previous exertion was successful.
Muvan?
Understand? Let's say I had something that was difficult and I overcame that. How do I know I did that? If I get a higher disturbance that I need to overcome, it's a sign that I've succeeded in the previous exertion. Latin.
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 Sí, hola.
No.
Dice un amigo, pregunta un amigo, que por qué a pesar de que hoy tenemos todo el
método. A question from a friend. Why is it that although today we have everything accessible, and we have such a great teacher as you, why is it so difficult to advance?
It's not difficult. It's we are weak. We are weak. There was a time that it was easier for a person, but today it's not the matter of a person. A person is a lot weaker than he was. But there is the matter of a group, that with a group, a person can advance. It's a new method, you can say that. Because just as in the previous generations they would advance, they advanced. First you remember, you eat a piece of bread, only drink water, sleep on the land. So that's how it used to be. Today, it's only connection. We've reached a state that you don't need to do any corporeal actions. By this, you don't touch your ego. On the contrary, as much as you limit yourself, your ego will grow and be happy. It'll seem to it that it's advancing. That's why what we need here is only connection between us. Only the connection. And nothing but that. So try to exert only in that. Africa.
There's something that's unclear. Faith in revealing the Creator come together. But they don't match, so can you explain?
Faith, emunah, is the kli, and revelation of the Creator is the light, the all. Emunah is the light of chassadim, and the Creator is the light of chokhmah that is revealed in the chassadim, in the light of mercy. Okay?
Trans.
Tov.
As...
Okay, so let's keep going. What will we do? Oh, we have Tel Aviv 2. Okay, let him ask.
Tel Aviv 2. Thank you, Rav. What is a request or a prayer to the Creator without labor?
Without labor?
Yes. Is laboring in the group, in the tent, necessary to come to the request to the Creator, to the prayer?
What will you ask for?
Connection with the friends.
How can you ask for connection if you don't have a deficiency for it?
So I'm asking, are the activities we do in the group between us, are they necessary in order to come to the request?
Oh, so if you try to perform actions of connection in the group and you don't succeed and don't succeed and don't succeed, and then you cry out to the Creator, so you have labor. You bring labor, your efforts for connection. That's okay.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. What is the good? The good who does good?
What's the good that does good? That you really, really want a correction, and you start understanding that it can only come from above and not from you, and you beg him, and he performs that correction on you, so that's God, the good that does good. Let's say you are driving with your car through the desert. You know, in like a road that isn't really a road, like gravel. And the car stops, your engine burned out, I don't know what happened, you're alone, desert. That's it. And you have nothing left to do but to cry out. How do you demand, ask, beg that the Creator will fix your car? Because it's clear that nobody can come. Everything is dead, wilderness. What do you do? That's a prayer. That you know that if anything, so only the Creator, only He can help. And only if I ask of him in the right way, and then you get into a connection with him. Come on. Imagine that you're in such a state. Okay, so Oren, I guess we're going to the next part.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson, and before that, we'll sing a melody together.